Hello to you too, kid. Is that how we greet each other now? What are you doing here? It's fine. I know you didn't mean it to sound like that. I'm picking you up. You need to ride home, don't you? Your sister forgot to tell you, didn't she? She was going to pick you up, but then she got called into work, so she asked me to drive you home. Yeah. So, do you still need a ride? Alright, then hurry up and get in the car. Yes, the car drives fine. It's not that old. Also, I prefer the term vintage. Okay, it's a vintage car. And yes, it's missing a couple hubcaps and the engine sputters every now and then, but it takes me from point A to point B, and that's all that matters. So, are you too cool for me now or something? You've never doubted my car's abilities before. And the way you greeted me a second ago, you didn't seem very happy to see me. Okay. Hey, look, it's fine. I'm just giving you a hard time. Just promise me you won't turn into an asshole just because you're hot now. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Even just a few months ago, you were hanging out with me and your sister all the time. You'd join our movie nights. You'd come with us to the mall. You'd sit and listen to us rant about boys for hours and hours. And now I almost never see you. And when I do see you, I'm picking you up from Blaze Henderson's party. Do you know who Blaze Henderson is? He's the worst. He's 18 and he already has a criminal record. I don't think you should be hanging around those kinds of people. Take it from someone who's fallen into the wrong crowd before. Okay, I've dated guys like Blaze Henderson, and I just wish I'd had someone looking out for me, you know? I don't want to see you get into any kind of trouble, that's all. Okay, well then, I guess I just have to trust you, don't I? Okay. I trust you. What? Yes, I called you hot. Are you kidding me? That's your only takeaway from this conversation? It's strange. I guess I just see you different now. Yeah, but not because you got hot. I mean, because you got older. I've always seen you as this little kid, you know? And now, you're not. It's strange. Good strange or bad strange? Is there such a thing as good strange? Okay. Good strange, I guess. So, how was the party? That sounds terrible. You're kidding. No way. Well, I mean, is it even a party if no one's crying or throwing up or being driven to the hospital? I'm glad the guy's okay. Relatively okay, anyway. A diving board, huh? Ouch. Poor guy's gonna need stitches right in between his eyebrows. Well, sounds like quite the party. Sounds exactly how a Friday night is supposed to be. Just as long as you're a bystander and not the one crying or throwing up or being driven to the hospital. Then you'll keep it that way. You'll be careful at these parties. You won't get drunk and backflip off any diving boards anytime soon. Alright, good. I know, I'm not trying to be your mother or anything. I'm just looking out for you. Your sister would want me to. That's not the only reason I'm saying all this, though. Obviously. I care about you. Nah, I don't know if I mean that in a sisterly way, per se. You don't think of me as an older sister, do you? Okay, well, good. Do you want music? Okay, sure. We can just talk. I suppose we do have a lot of catching up to do, seeing as we actually haven't had a full conversation in months. No, we haven't. Unless you call glancing up at me from your phone a conversation. Well, that's what it's been like lately. The closest you came to acknowledging me was when you nodded at me on your way to the kitchen when your sister and I were watching a movie. Are you gonna tell me why that is? I didn't do anything to offend you, did I? Okay. I miss you. I miss when I'd come over and watch movies with your sister and you'd join us. It made things twice as fun. You and I, we'd always vote on watching the same movies. We'd laugh at all the same parts. We'd share the same crazy popcorn flavors. Like chocolate peanut butter, jalapeno cheddar, bacon cheeseburger. You remember bacon cheeseburger popcorn? So gross. Anyway, now I just eat boring old regular popcorn because that's what your sister eats, and what's the fun in eating something crazy like bacon cheeseburger popcorn if you're the only one, you know? You okay? Are we okay? Okay. Well, here's your house. You want me to walk you to the door? Joke. But yeah, you're welcome. I'm happy to drive you. I mean, why wouldn't I want to spend my Friday night driving all the way across town to some pipsqueak's party? No, really, though. It's no problem. Who else am I gonna hang out with, right? Your sister's busy. My boyfriend. Yeah, we were together, but we broke up. Yeah, weeks ago. What, you didn't know that? How was I supposed to mention it? You haven't talked to me in months. And your sister didn't tell you? She's not a very good messenger, is she? So, okay, you're saying this whole time you've thought that I have a boyfriend? Well, I don't. Why would it matter to you if I did? Wait, you stopped hanging out with me and your sister right around the time he and I got together. Is that... Did you start avoiding me because of that? Did you start avoiding me because I got a boyfriend? Is that what's going... Well, damn. If I'd known, I would have... Well, I don't know what I would have done. I guess I would have found a way to mention it sooner. So, how long have you had a thing for me? You're kidding. All this time? Well, I don't know, when we were younger, maybe I got a hunch every now and then, but I guess I didn't think much of it. I mean, kids get crushes all the time. I never thought that it was, I don't know, serious, I guess. So, what now? Do I want to come inside? To do what? Watch a movie as in watch a movie or watch a movie? Okay. Do you have popcorn? Oh, yes. What kind? Oreo and honey mustard. Wait, are those two separate flavors? Okay, good, because I don't think I would even try that.